KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In some high school sports around the area on Monday night, in high school wrestling, in a meet at Bedford-Lennox last night. It was Bedford-Lennox downing Wayne 54-12. Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas down Bedford-Lennox 60-18, and Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas also a winner over Wayne 60-18 and part of that three-team meet. Also over at Omaha Concordia High School, it was Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson beating Omaha South 27-24. Omaha Concordia knocking off Thomas Jefferson 82-0. In high school boys basketball play around the area last night from the Corner Conference, Stanton, a winner over Essex, 55-20. Also in area non-conference play, it was Lennox over Griswold, 54-34. Clarinda topping Southwest Valley, 78-34. Underwood, a winner over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, 58-44. ACGC beating Coon Rapids Bayard, 58-42. Bowyer Valley over Logan Magnolia, 62-52. Arwiva topping Storm Lake St. Mary's 53-32. In girls high school basketball last night from the Corner Conference, Stanton over Essex 63-31. Also in non-conference play locally, it was Lennox over Griswold 58-35. Clarinda beating Southwest Valley 47-42. Trainer over Red Oak 45-27. Underwood beating Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 51-29. Logan Magnolia, a winner over Bowyer Valley 56-41. Westwood over Woodbine 69-39. And Storm Lake St. Mary's beat Arwiva 63-43. Well, this week's AP Men's College Basketball poll shows Gonzaga still solidly on top with 63 out of the 64 first-place votes. Baylor got the other first-place vote. They're number two. Villanova's at number three. Texas is number four. Iowa jumps five spots this week. The Hawkeyes in at number five in this week's poll. Kansas is six. Creighton, seven. Wisconsin is number eight, while Tennessee and Michigan round out the top ten. Also from the region, Illinois is at 12, Missouri is 13th, West Virginia 14th, Rutgers is 15th, Minnesota is 16th, St. Louis is at number 23, tied with Michigan State for the 23rd spot in this week's poll. Drake also received votes this week for the top 25, the Bulldogs picking up 17 votes this week, coming up short of the top 25. Speaking of, Drake's depth was on display last night in a lopsided win over Southern Illinois as the Bulldogs got 47 points off the bench in an 86-55 victory as they improve to 13-0.
I love our bench. I love the energy they bring. You know, they give us a pop right away when they come in the game. So in these back-to-backs, there's no doubt that, you know, having guys that you can go to and leave out there for extended periods where you don't have to play guys 35 to 40 minutes in your starter. So that is a nice luxury to have, especially in a year like this with the schedule we have.
That's Bulldog coach Darren DeVries, who called it their most complete effort of the season as Drake is now 4-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play.
We were really able to disrupt them, really from start to finish. I thought offensively, guys really shared the ball. We were getting out in transition. So really, really proud of the weekend the guys had to get another couple wins. And, got another big week ahead of us here with Loyola coming into town next weekend.
Joseph Yasufu came off the bench to lead the Bulldogs with 16 points. And Garrett Sturtz added 14 in that victory. West Virginia got off to a slow start in Oklahoma for the second straight game. This time the 14th-ranked Mountaineers managed to rally. West Virginia trailed by 9 midway through the second half before they pulled out an 87-84 win against Oklahoma State in top 25 college hoops last night. Number 3 Villanova's next three games have been postponed because of COVID-19 issues within the program. The 8-1 Wildcats were scheduled to play tonight at DePaul, Friday versus Marquette, and January 13th at Xavier. No makeup dates have been announced. Coach Jay Wright announced last week he'd tested positive for COVID-19 and the program paused all activities. Wright was scheduled to return to practice on Tuesday. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says he won't be able to coach the number 21 Blue Devils when they face Boston College Wednesday night. However, he hopes to be out of quarantine in time to return for their game against Wake Forest on Saturday. Krzyzewski said he and his wife were placed into quarantine last Friday after a member of his family tested positive for COVID-19. He said he and his wife were both tested Monday and both were negative. Boston University's men's and women's basketball teams open their seasons wearing masks, not just on the sidelines, but during their games. Damon Tate had 28 points for the BU men in their 83-76 win on Monday. The Terriers wore masks, but the Crusaders did not. Sidney Johnson scored 18 to lead the Terrier women to a 76-54 win over Holy Cross. Both those teams were wearing masks during the game. The NCAA says this year's men's college basketball tournament will be played entirely in Indiana. Games will be played on two courts inside Lucas Oil Stadium, home to the NFL's Indianapolis Colts. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Hinkle Fieldhouse, Indiana Farmers Coliseum, Mackey Arena at Purdue, and Assembly Hall in Bloomington will also host games. Early round dates have not been set, but the Final Four is scheduled for April 3rd. A similar announcement is expected for the women's tournament, with San Antonio considered the likely host site. Last March, the pandemic forced both tournaments to be called off. Another tough assignment tonight for Iowa State as the Cyclones visit a Texas team that's climbed fourth in the AP poll. ISU is 2-5 overall. They're 0-3 in the Big 12 after a 9-point loss to second-ranked Baylor.
You know, there's no moral victories. We've won, multiple championships the last several years here, and so that's how we're defined. And that's what we understand that. And so I need to make sure I reiterate that with our guys, that it's great that we're growing in some areas. They're really good, and we got to go down there, and we played them really well twice last year, and we got to go down there and win.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who says while the Cyclones have played well against some of the Big 12's top teams, it needs to eventually translate to wins, and he says this is a big opportunity for the Cyclones.
You know, we got to keep fighting and keep plugging. You know, we're three games into conference play. We got 15 left, and we got an SEC game left, and so a lot of great opportunities for us, but now we got to finish.
Texas is 8-1 overall, coming off a shocking 25-point win at Kansas. After missing the first six games with a sprained knee, sophomore guard Trey Jackson returned and logged 36 minutes in the loss to Baylor.
They got really good guard play. Defensively, they've been really good. And Shaka's teams have all been really good defensively. And then they're almost 40% from three, in conference play. You know, I think they're very deep and very talented. But again, it's a team that we played well last year, both games. And so we got to go down there with a good game plan.
That's a 7 o'clock tip off tonight in that contest. AP Women's Top 25 College Basketball poll this week has Stanford number one, with Louisville, NC State, UConn, and South Carolina the top five. Baylor is at 6. Maryland is 12th. Michigan, Ohio State, and Texas are 15, 16, and 17. Indiana's at number 19. Northwestern 22. Michigan State is 23. Both Iowa and Iowa State picked up votes this week but didn't get into the top 25. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week for the fifth time, and sophomore McKenna Clark earned Player of the Week honor roll. The conference made those announcements yesterday. Clark has been named Freshman of the Week five times this season, every week that the Hawkeyes have had a game. Warnock's conference honor roll mention is the second Big Ten honor of her career. Clark averaged 24.5 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal and a half in a pair of Big Ten matchups against Rutgers and Illinois. Warnock played solid games against both those teams, averaging 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. The Hawkeyes will host Minnesota Wednesday inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, tis the season to be firing NFL head coaches. Two more were shown the door Monday after the New York Jets said goodbye to Adam Gase. The Chargers have fired head coach Anthony Lynn after 4 years and a 33-31 record in regular season games. The Chargers went 21-11 with one playoff appearance in their first two seasons under Lynn, but that was followed by consecutive losing campaigns. Los Angeles won its last four games this season to end up 7-9. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone has been dismissed a little more than 12 hours after ending the season with a 15th consecutive loss. Marrone went 24-43 in four seasons with the Jaguars, falling a few plays shy of the team's first Super Bowl in 2017. Jacksonville has dropped 21 of Marrone's final 24 games, including 15 by double digits. And NHL training camps are opening up. Every team has opened up their camp with the season set to begin next week. 24 playoff teams joined the 7 that missed out last season with their first on-ice workouts. Camps will last only 10 days. There'll be no exhibition games before the season begins January 13th. Each team will play 56 regular season games against only their division foes. The hope is to limit travel and reduce the risk of coronavirus disruptions. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.